neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At this moment, last opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Shalom decreed that no travel agency will sell a ticket to Moshe Avinu Shalom, El Al, and so on, Air Canada. Now that, well, you deal with Germans? Is that German, no?
Yes.
So now, the question is, what exactly happened? Why he was punished? Why Hashem punished him?
Because he didn't listen to...
Ah, so Hashem, no, what Hashem was very picky about. Yan Elohim mantim bi. Right, that's what Hashem said. Did he say because you hit the rock?
No.
He didn't say, so Yan Elohim mantim bi. What does Elohim mantim bi mean?
Didn't believe in me.
Didn't believe in me.
No, the week before, we see Hashem said, Bechol beiti ne'eman hu. Remember?
Yeah,
when okay. When Miyam and Eviya, a little bit, no, chas v'shalom. No, you just want to discuss the family. You wanted to, say like a family therapy. So Miriam was like a psychologist. Wanted to, family therapy. So he says, Hashem is praising Moshe ben Aaron of Shalom. He says, Bechol beiti ne'eman hu. What is it, Bechol beiti ne'eman hu?
He is a loyal servant.
Loyal. So now there's a contradiction. He says he's loyal. And then he says, Yan, loyal mantim bi. How could Hashem praise him that he is trustworthy? No?
No, but it's Yan.
What does it mean?
It's like,
what is the praise and what is the complaint? The praise is, Bechol beiti ne'eman. No? Then he says, Lo emantem bi. Was it Lo emantem?
No, is this time he said he didn't do something that they ne'eman.
Ah, that he should have caused that people will be ma'amin. Is that what it means?
Yes.
Now we understand. So when Hashem praised him, that he said that he's a ma'amin. He's a loyal. So now he says that you did not cause that people be ma'amin in me. So what does it mean? Does it mean that somebody could be ma'amin and would not cause emunah that people will become close to Hashem? Could it be such a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes?
Somebody can be Shomer Shabbat and don't go reach people to become Shomer Shabbat.
Chazak baruch, bah, what a chidush. So that means if you're Shomer Shabbat and you don't make other people Shomer Shabbat, you're going to be punished. That's right. Are you doctor?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, we say Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem said, you're ma'amin. But lohem mantem bi. You didn't cause that people will be loyal to me. That's what happened.
You cannot push people to be a certain way. You can be Shomer Shabbat yourself.
You argue with doctor. I'm just here intermediate.
If he can argue with you, then you can
have I'm just in the middle. It's unbelievable. Inside that he's being punished because even though the Hashem says, I trust you that you such a ma'amin to me, but you were supposed to inject your emunah to other people. Yeah, lohem mantem bi. He didn't say you didn't hit the rock. You called them Shimuna Hamorim. He called them names. But Hashem said, okay, fine. I know you were, angry. You were under stress. I understand that. I let you go by it. But the point here is, you had the duty that inject your emunah to other people. And this is so true. Because if you kashrut, you keep Shabbat, it's not enough. You have to inject your kashrut and your Shabbat and your tefillin and your mezuzah to other people. You cannot be a selfish tzaddik. This is called selfish tzaddik.
No, it's not, but it's okay.
It is.
You can only show people by setting an example. You cannot push. If you push someone to be...
So what's the next step? What's the next step? After you show what you're not supposed to do. Let's say, for example...
So Rav, so if you have kids and you make your kids religious, would that be okay?
You have a Ruach HaKodesh. I'm just going to say, Chazak Baruch. Example of a kid. Let's say your kid, Ben-Prat Yosef, age of 3, you put food in front of him, he doesn't eat. What do? Morning didn't eat. So then, at lunchtime he didn't eat. Then at night he didn't eat. So what are you going to do?
Force him?
Force him?
A little bit force him.
Yeah? So how come you force your kid, but other people you don't force? Why?
He's your responsibility.
Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Kol Yisrael Arabim Ze Baze. The same responsibility that you have for the kid, the same care that you feel that you should give to your kid, that's exactly the same responsibility you have toward your fellow Jew. There's no difference. He's you. If you lack of attention about another Yehudi, you're going to be punished. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. He didn't say, Ya'an, lo ma'aminim bi. He didn't say that. He said, Ya'an, lo he'emantim bi. You had a responsibility to make these people ma'amin. And that's why you're punished. Fine, you know, you have a great emunah. Bechol beiti ne'emanhu. What does it mean? I have such a care for you. Hashem said to Moshe, Bechol Beiti, you can come in and go anytime you want. Bechol Beiti ne'emanhu. You come, you go. You come. You don't even need to knock. You know, your friend, you're so close to him, he doesn't need to call you, he doesn't need to knock on the door. He comes in and go. Hashem said, I have such a care for you. Bechol Beiti ne'emanhu. What? How come you didn't inject your emunah to other people? That's why he failed. And that's what the responsibility that we have. Whatever that, Baruch Hashem, Hashem zikautanu. We are merited to be wherever we are. You come to Bet Knesset, you come to the Shiur, make him Shabbat. It's not enough. You have to think there's another Yehudi needs attention. Now, back to the question. Fine. You show the role model, you tell him, good. He's not ready. So what are you going to do? Pray for him. Fast for him. Give tzedakah for him. Don't use all the segulot for yourself. Ani, 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 ani. Heal me. Panasa, give me. So, give a little bit to other people. Include other Yehudi in your tefillot. Make it plural. Not singular. Yachid. It's not only your olam. You didn't came here to take over, you know, the whole olam. There are other people here too. That's the task we have. Pray for other people. Especially at this time that we're going through. Lots of our brothers and sisters all over the olam, they need our tefillah. That's the time that Bezat Hashem. Kibbutz Galiyot is going to take place. Bezat Hashem Yimhera V'Yamenu. It's going to be Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot, Bekarov. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.